systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, May 14th, 2001, the year of our Lord. My name is motherfucking Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Your name is motherfucking Danny. This is the motherfucking Jam Hole, episode 300, motherfucking 48. Thank you.
All right.
It's Friday. I am happy. Thank you guys so much for being with us. As per usual, thejamhole.com/live is where you can watch two cameras. Camera one, that would be me. Camera two,
that'd be me.
That would be you. And the chat, of course, you need a Ustream account to participate in the chat. It's free. Go to ustream.com, sign one up if you want to hang out with the rest of the animals in the zoo, as
they
I
are,
like to call it.
Actually, they're like penned up in that chat room, and they're all just savage beasts.
The Zoolander. CCO says, how old do you guys think I am? And I was totally going to say 89, but Doug beat me to it.
I think he was born in 89.
I think
that's
12,
what that is.
12 would probably be. What demographic are you in? 19 to 26? Sounds good. Thanks.
Anyway.
Anyway, 406-204-4687. That's the number to call live if you guys want to say hi or say anything. And how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Better?
Better.
Is everything cool?
I hope so.
Should we tell them now or should we wait till later?
Now's good.
Now? All right. Well, I kind of feel bad because apparently it got picked up on the Big Mouths podcast.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel bad because they were like for real, you know?
Yeah,
like
they were.
We're going to fix this. All right. I'm gonna tell you guys a secret. Everything that has happened this past week was completely scripted. It was a bit we were trying to do to see if we could pull it off because, you know, you guys like drama. So we're like
working up our acting skills.
Juilliard, I'm telling you, right? So I'm like, you know, everybody loves drama. What's the most drama we could bring to them? We could have a massive breakup fight because before we've had little breakup fights and that's been for real. But like, something just so over the top, like fucking throwing punches and shit and like, get the fuck out of here, fuck you. And so there you go.
Okay,
now you know. And I bet Josh feels like a big dumb idiot now because he was like,
well, if it were real, Josh was dead on.
Charlie Clown says epic acting. Charlie Clown actually came out to our party last night. We did a little live hip hop. Usually, if you guys are local, every Thursday, Grizzly Jacks, that's where we perform live. We got a nice stage up there, and we have our little party, and we do some rapping. The songs, a couple songs you guys heard here, Lyrical, our Friday guy, Sean, which he's not here. But yeah, so last night, it was Lyrical's sister's birthday.
Right, right.
She turned 27, right?
Something like
Happy
that.
Happy birthday, by the way. She's on my Facebook, if you guys want to say hi. Really pretty girl. Amazing photographer.
Yeah, she does some good work with a camera.
Yeah, and we're going to try and see if we can get her in here to take some like actual professional pictures of us.
Should we clean the house first?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Negative.
Fuck, why would we ever do that?
Maybe to look professional somehow, like maybe Doug, not have a pile of bills next to our mixer.
Doug says, you are seriously telling me that was a fucking bit. Why not? I mean, let's go over something. This is how convincing we were. Doug writes, episode 347 entitled Sex Addict.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think it would have been as believable if we wouldn't have missed the Monday show. I think that tied it all together. Because if we would have done a show, then they would have been like, whatever, you know. But being like, we never miss shows. Like, we are so dedicated to this thing. I spend so much of my own money keeping this server fast and, you know, keeping our P.O. box and our Skype line and the jamhole.com/donate if you want to help a brother out. But, like, we're really dedicated to this. You know, this is life for us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I was like, you know, we have to miss an episode in order for this to be halfway believable, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is how believable it was. Doug writes, okay, I just finished listening to Ep 347, and all I can say is, all caps, what the fuck? I understand the two of you have issues regarding your mismatched sex drives or whatever, and yes, this is something you need to talk about, but what the fuck? Sure. We, the listeners, are, quote, involved in your lives because of the jam hole, but we don't need to be that deep in your shit. Did we take it too far over the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
A smidge.
Well.
You did.
Juilliard, man, you go big or go home. And I was already home, so I had no other choice but to go big. So, convincing, right?
Very.
She was even convinced part of the time. I had to, like, after the show was done, she was, like, pissed and, like, kind of still crying. And I had to be like, do you remember when we talked about this last week that this was going to be a joke? Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Sorry. Like, it was that convincing. Pretty cool, though. I've come to think of both of you as friends to me, and I care about you both, .. But this episode should not have happened, at least not this way. I'm not choosing sides in this whole thing, but I do think I have to say that Matt was being callous in this episode. That was, if you saw the script outline I wrote under descriptors, callous was one of mine, so. I believe bitchy was one of yours, and then callous was what I was really aiming for, so.
Oh, okay.
You do bitchy really well, by the way. Like, I was almost convinced. I was like, wait, did we just break up?
I wasn't even being bitchy, actually. I was being more or less depressed and sad and very, just done.
Doug says, I genuinely felt bad for you, Danny.
See? Oh, I win.
You are, hey, for someone that didn't go to Juilliard like I did, I'm impressed. Very impressive acting, this one. Fucking crazy. Yeah, and if you're new to this, just real quick, I'm seeing somebody in the chat. You can go to thejamhole.com, and every episode from numero uno to numero 340, whatever, 8 tonight will be up. And yeah, you can go back and watch it. You can even go to thejamhole.com/Ustream, and I archive the videos of camera one, so you can at least see me with the audio and all that. So yeah, you can check that out. And you can also access those on your Ustream app for your Android mobile device. So, yeah, Matt was being callous. Okay, I know that's how he is, but you went too far. The whole discussion was very ugly. Eventually, you dropped it and moved on to the typical stories, but even then, I could hear the hurt in Danny's voice. It seemed like she just wanted to get that show done so she could lock herself in a room alone and cry. Matt, you should have stopped the show and said, okay, I've heard her. Mission accomplished. Wow, Doug's a dick. No, he says,
wow.
Okay, I've heard her, so I can't expect her to go on. Good night, everyone. And then stop the feed.
That's the way it should have happened.
Yeah, that probably would have made it even more believable.
If I actually do get pissed like that for reals on cam, and if I have to turn the camera away from myself because I'm freaking out crying,
if it was for real,
I will walk out of the fucking room.
I like that, by the way, though. That just added like a little extra, like, oomph. Like, why did she turn the camera? This has to be for real, then. Oh, man. That's amazing. Matt, you should have stopped the show. Right. Sorry if you think I'm being a judgmental asshole, Matt. But the pain I heard on this episode is too much like the pain I go through on a daily basis. You brought the pain, honey. You made it rain with that shit. That was impressive. Gave me chills. Excuse me. So I had to shut off the iPod multiple times because I just couldn't listen. I just couldn't Google listen because it's a horrible app and it breaks every time I try to update podcasts. That's why I use BeyondPod. Well worth the $7. Android market. Love it. I really hope the two of you can find some sort of resolution, because I do believe you love each other. I think counseling, maybe that's another act. Maybe we're not even dating. What's real? I think everyone in the chat just got their minds blown. No one knows what's real anymore. They're all going to go try and jump out windows and fly because they don't know what's real. That's awesome.
Oh, God. People are getting mad right now.
Why?
Because it was fake.
You guys really, would you feel better about it if that was a for real argument and we were like slitting fucking wrists? Like, would that make you guys feel better?
I think so, because everyone's like, dude, really? You actually made me feel bad listening to that.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's good stuff.
It is.
I need to apologize to all of our listeners.
There are actually people leaving the chat.
I'm sorry that I made you guys feel bad. That was a horrible joke to play, not even on April Fools. We should have did it for April Fools, but I didn't think of it back then, so. Eh. Eh. It's all about the timing, right? Location, location, location. Yeah, I think counseling might be worth checking into. Both of you, do you think we could fool a counselor?
I think so.
Okay, thejamhole.com. Hit up the wish list. Get us that pinhole camera, and we will go to counseling and just act the fool. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, my God. That would be so amazing. Could you imagine that? Like, the counselor just like, you are the two most fucked up people I've ever met in my life.
That would probably be exactly what happens.
Charlie Clown says, that would be an epic documentary. Fuck
yes,
yeah,
it would be.
Yeah, both of you are hurting in this relationship, and you have to take steps to start healing it, or it's going to end in a very ugly way. I hope you take this email in the way it's intended, as constructive criticism, and please, don't make me listen to anything like that again. Your friend, Doug. You are my friend, Doug, and I appreciate the email, and if this would have been a real thing, I would have appreciated it that much more. So let's move on to something a little more real. This was sent in by a listener. She goes by the name of Angel. Says, so, I'm looking for a little insight into relationship matters. Basically, I've got a boyfriend that is around 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. We've been together a little over a month, and up until a week ago, everything was cool. He's been really laid back, and we've gotten along great. When he got back to town this week, things again were good, but when I decided to cover a 3-hour shift at work, he freaked out. Checked out of his motel and went back to Great Falls and basically threw a fit. Since then, we've only talked a couple times, ending in the last call being yesterday morning when he asked if I was coming to Great Falls after I got off work, and he hasn't talked to me since. My only thoughts at this point is to tell him I think it's really childish and that things can either change or I'm done. Or I can just be done. Angel. Do you find it amusing that after our little act, people write us for relationship advice?
Yeah, why in the fuck would you ask us for an opinion on your relationship?
I know her, and it kind of started out, she was telling me about it, and I'm like, you know, if you want us to talk about this on the show, you know, write in and we'll try and help you out. And she's like, okay, I'll do that. So that's how this came to be. But basically, he does, like, not the Alaskan fishing boat things, but it's a job like that where
he's
goes away
for a while,
3 weeks on, three,
a
exactly. And so what I was thinking, if he's getting that upset over very petty things, like, she had to go to work to cover a shift, and he freaked out, checked out of his motel, and left.
That's fucked up.
Now, what's he gonna do when something real happens? Like, something bigger than, oh, I have to go to work to cover a shift.
Yeah.
Like, if he's freaking out that bad for that, it's only gonna escalate even more, right?
Yeah, and it was only a 3-hour shift, she said.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand, like, if I was out of town for 3 weeks and hadn't seen, you know, you, and I got home and I was expecting to, you know, hang out with you, and you were like, oh, I gotta go to work. Like, I'd be kind of upset about it, but I wouldn't say anything. I wouldn't be pissed, because work is work, you know? We all have to survive. Just because I'm back doesn't mean it's vacation time, you know? And he should understand that, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So,
I mean, how long have they been together, it says? Like a month?
It doesn't say, but yeah, oh yeah, we've been together a little over a month.
Yeah, you know what? If he's already giving you weird signs like that, cut your losses and run.
Well, I was thinking if that's the first time, maybe bring it to his attention and be like, listen. And what she told me is that it reminded her too much of her ex. Because he would get real fired up over real petty bullshit.
You don't want that. You don't
exactly.
want someone that's going to get fired up over dumb little
well,
shit.
Well, that and more so, you don't want someone that reminds you of your ex by
yeah,
any means,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely not. Like, that's why you're completely different from all of my exes.
Right, right, yeah. Because I don't know. I equate it to like a chick getting raped and then having the baby and then seeing the face of the guy that raped her in that child. You know,
yeah.
like it's... It's just not a good idea, so... I don't know. I would say bring it to his attention, definitely, and be like, look... Okay. I would say, you know, bring it to his attention and be like, listen, dude, if you're acting like my ex, do you know why he's my ex? Because he acted like a fucking idiot. So, just mention it to him, and I would say it like this. Say, hey, if you're getting this pissed about something petty... Are you going to kill me when something big happens, you know, like when we have a big disagreement? And see what he says, you know, kind of feel it out. And then I would give him the ultimatum that if you keep acting like this, I don't have time for this shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then see what he does, you know, if you really, you know, like each other, and I granted a month isn't that much time, but, you know... If it's worth it to you. If not, then, you know, just call it quits. Cut your losses. A month
yeah.
in, no harm, no foul, you know. But, you know, if you like the guy, I would give him a chance. Maybe he had a tough flight back. Maybe he got strip searched. Maybe he got a finger in the butthole through customs. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of factors outside of just you and him that could be, you know,
yeah,
coming
into
play.
I don't know. Yeah, bring it up to him. See what he says. If he's going to continue that,
yeah,
get
then
out.
Then definitely call it quits. So, all right, well, yeah.
At least she hasn't invested too much time into it, you know.
Right, and that's good. You need these kinds of things to come out early in the relationship before you're, you know, a year in and you just figured out that this isn't working and now you have a lot to lose.
I wish I would have known you were an asshole, like, a week in.
I wish I would have known you were such a fucking dude.
You knew that.
I did know that. That's
getting
why
together,
I was oddly attracted to you.
That is, you're gay.
You're a lesbian.
I think you're gay, man. You're like, you were kind of a dude, and that's why I was attracted to you. You are gay.
Thank you. So.
You're looking for a bro with a vagina.
Found one.
Got one.
Got it. Thanks. We went to that birthday.
Because we're going
to
go fishing tomorrow, and you're going to do what?
I'm
going to
sit and write rhymes while you're fishing.
You beg.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, like I was saying, we went to the birthday party. We performed. It was a good time. We met Charlie Clown. He came out, and
that
was awesome.
That fucker is so goddamn tall.
That fool is
tall.
He
stood up, and I was like, holy fuck. What the hell, dude?
I know. It was funny, though, like, watching him, because we're rapping, and we're on, like, a stage, and that was the first time I've ever rapped on an actual stage. Usually, we're down in the crowd.
Yeah.
Fucking, you know, rapping two lines to this person, two lines to you, everyone gets two lines, you know.
Charlie Clown says I have a really small censored in comparison.
I'm going to
say
vagina.
Penis.
Oh.
Oh.
Penis. Right. That
penis,
makes more
penis,
sense.
Penis, penis, vagina. Vagina.
So, yeah, I'm up on stage, and he, like, comes up to the front, and he's almost, like, eye level with me. And I'm not that tall, you know, but, yeah, he's a fucking beast.
Yeah, dude,
if
like,
we ever...
7 foot tall, man.
Yeah, Ham Ham says, Charlie, sit down! I can't see the show. Down in front!
Big fucker.
You big, tall, lanky fucker.
If we're ever in a crowd together, just...
I'm hopping up on his shoulders,
yeah,
man, that's
dude.
It. Just pick
I need
me
a
up,
better view, man.
Toss me up there with your big man arms.
If we get lost, just hold up a sign above your head that says Danny and Matt, and I will be
what
able to
season
see
of
it.
Lost?
What? Shut up.
Because I didn't like... 5, 6 is turning out to be okay. But, so, you want to know what's really crazy?
What?
We played with this band called God Fearing Women, and
yeah,
I gotta say...
There's no women in the band.
No,
but
yeah. God does fear women if he knows what's good for him. Hell hath no fury.
No, it's
right?
God fearing women.
Right. Like God is fearing these women.
I thought it was women fearing God. God
no.
fearing women.
Women that fear God.
Yeah.
We should have asked him about that. Anyway.
No shit.
Really awesome guys doing some live, like they play some reggae, some funk, some ska, some punk, dude. They play it all and it was awesome.
Oh, dude, you guys were up there doing a sound check.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention.
Messing around with the beat, and then the drummer just came up and started drumming some random shit behind the beat. And I was like, holy shit.
Instantly,
that
though, like,
amazing.
We're just doing sound check, making sure the beats are matched up with the mics and all that stuff. And, like, the beat plays for maybe 10 seconds, and instantly the drummer is, like, mimicking it perfectly,
yeah.
but changing it up so that it goes with it. And then their bassist, like, starts fucking slapping these fucking just. Oh, it was so cool.
And then
cool.
the guitarist got in. He's like, let me get in on this.
Yeah, dude.
Play.
And we were like, you ain't the Roots performing with a live band and shit. You ain't the fucking Roots. Get out of here.
It was
but
badass, though.
Did it sound good? Because up on the stage, it sounded pretty cool.
Yeah. But no, it was awesome.
Having that extra, that live sound to it, dude, it adds so much. It makes the sound that I'm rapping over so much more full. Sounding.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I would love to do some songs with those guys. Cause
really
are,
makes it pop. It was like, holy shit, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It was great. So yeah, we had a good time. And so me and Lyrical are up there. We're rapping, you know, I think our third or fourth song. And in between every song, we're like, you know, you're all having a good time, you know, hyping up the crowd like hip-hop artists have to do. And I'm like, you know, it's Alicia's birthday, everyone. That's why we're here. Happy birthday. The party girl, say hi. I didn't see her. And I saw her up in the crowd up until that point. And I'm like, all right, that's weird. And look at Lyrical, and he looks at me. He's like, all right, next song.
I knew. I was like, okay.
And we bust the next song out, and we finish, and we hop off stage. And this kid runs up to us and is like,
I was like, no!
Dude, hey, Lyrical, your sister just got arrested. For her birthday. Hey, what did you get her for her birthday? I got her arrested. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I told everybody, I was like, do not tell them until they're done rapping.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been very cool. Like, okay, hold on, cut the beat. The
I
birthday
tried.
Girl just got arrested.
I tried to keep it going, but people are dumb and they did it anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It happens, and it was his sister. But so her birthday, this dude was there, and I don't know the whole story, how she knows him or anything, but he ended up having some cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, birthday girl, wanna do some cocaine? And she's like, I don't know, maybe, sure. And her friend follow dude into the bathroom. And this bathroom, there's no stalls. It's just a wide-open bathroom with a pisser, and then an actual toilet, but no stalls, like just out in the open. It's the
toilet?
Weirdest thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Like if
you walk
have to
in,
dump, you're just.
And there's like the wall thing, and then the wall urinal, and then there's a toilet like 5 feet away from it. Like, I'm in there just like dropping a deuce.
And there's some dude
there's
next
like
to you pissing.
Two dudes pissing, one dude's in there doing some cocaine. It's cool, man. No worries. Fucking whatever.
All right.
And yeah, so I guess she follows him in there. And the dude, like, starts breaking it out, and she got a weird feeling or something, and she's like, I don't think I'm gonna do this. And as her and her friend are walking out of the bathroom, here comes a cop, and this dude is there with, like, all this fucking blow on the fucking sink, not anywhere hidden, nothing like that, just right there in the open, fucking busted.
Yeah.
Is that lightning and thunder? Oh, it's fireworks.
Fireworks.
Why are we having fireworks? What the fuck is today?
I don't know. I have no idea, but it's starting to drive me nuts.
Thank you for that.
I was like, what is that sound?
But yeah, so anyway, I don't know if they can hear it. They probably can't hear
probably
it.
Probably can't, but I was
yeah,
confused.
So she gets arrested and shit, and we're all broke. We're like trying to come up with a way to bail her out or something. And then Sean, Lyrical, he's like, you know what? She's 27 years old. She knows better than to be doing that shit.
No shit.
She can spend the night in jail. Happy birthday.
And, fuck
yeah,
yeah
we
but
were all broke, and I was like, well, we could go back in and let everyone know what happened and be like, hey, we need to collect $200 for the bail bondsman to get her out of jail or whatever. So anyway, I ended up talking to Lyrical today, and she didn't get charged with anything because she wasn't doing it, and she was walking out at the time the cop came in. But the dude that had the shit, whoever he was, he got fucking popped because apparently he didn't just have blow.
So, oh, okay. Well,
moral of the story: don't do drugs in a open public bathroom unless you're in
your
the stall.
Car.
Go to your fucking car, dude. When I used to drive around and shoot fucking dope, I never did it in a bathroom unless the bathroom had a lock on the fucking door and it was a single person bathroom.
I
no
know,
public
right?
shit
yeah.
like that. Or I would do it in my car. You don't fucking be... And if you've ever partied in Whitefish, you fucking know, dude. You know that it is one street with bars on both sides of it. It's like that's what the road is. You know the cops in Whitefish check bars. That's what they do. These cops will start at one end and they just make their rounds, you know? They, like, walk in and they see that everyone's getting along good and there's no problems. And you just happen to walk by this wide-open bathroom as you hear...
I am Cornholio! I need TP!
And a stall that is not open.
Right.
But, yeah, you should know better than that. But, yeah, party hardy. It was a good time. And, yeah, it was awesome rocking with God-fearing women. So you can probably... I'll put a link to their MySpace or whatever they use on the show notes here at thejamhole.com for you.
Fuck
you can
yeah.
Come by and show them some jamhole love, whatever. So we get back. She's, excuse me.
What the fuck, dude?
Something told me. I think like a bug went in my throat.
It is that time of year now. It's starting to warm up. We could have bugs.
I hate that so bad. In the summertime here, we turn these lights on like we have them on now.
Those and little bugs?
At the end of every episode, our white curtain there is covered in these little tiny gnats. And I don't know where the fuck they come from. They fly through the screen or something, but...
Eh.
So, you were about three sheets to the wind?
Bullshit, dude.
Four?
Bullshit,
nah,
dude.
You were kind of drunk, though. You were, like, rambling.
I had
rambling.
A nice buzz.
You
it
had
was
a
cool.
good solid buzz
It'd been
going.
A while since I drank, so I was like, maybe I'll cop a buzz
and
this
that
time.
And that was another cool thing about it, is that because we were performing, free drinks all night.
Yeah.
And
that
you
badass.
Kept coming up to me and being like, hey, go get me another rum
hey,
and coke.
I'm out. Hey, I'm
hey,
out.
Go get me another rum and coke. And I wonder if the bartender was like, why do you keep asking for a Coke and a rum and coke?
I know, right?
Because every time I would totally do it.
Yeah,
but yeah
Charlie
so,
Clown got me a redheaded slut, and that was pretty fucking good.
Was it? What is that?
I don't fucking
just
know.
Like
cranberry
a,
juice.
Oh, was that thing you kept trying to get me to taste? And I'm
yeah,
like,
I'm like,
no,
like
I'm
it's
cool.
tasty. That, then again, I was already had a good buzz going.
Yeah.
I was like, anything's tasty right now.
It's all tasty right now. Your dick
just
is tasty right now.
Give me fucking diesel. I'll drink it. Ah.
fuck yeah. So well, we come home and shit, and we start, you know, making out and getting a little randy, and we get into the bedroom and...
Oh my god, I start
being on top of her and kissing her and hugging her and licking her and turning her on like every good man should do to his girlfriend.
Absolutely should do, yeah, because that's what you need to do.
I kind of roll and like bring her on top of me. And she rolls the other way, so I'm like, I'm going to use this momentum and roll you on top of me,
and
which is where
there.
I wanted you in the first place. She rolls, I roll, boom! Off the fucking bed, straight to the floor. I hit the fucking basket with these hangers in it. She fucking lands on me, dick fucking boom, in the air, just like trying not to get broken. And we fucking laid there for like a
laugh.
Solid 5 minutes, dude, cracking the fuck up.
I was like, did that seriously just fucking
and
happen?
And then 5 minutes go by and we're laughing and, you know, we get back up on the bed and start doing it again. And I'm like, starting to lick down by her lady parts, and all of a sudden she just busts out laughing. We totally fell off the bed. Ah, ha, ha, you're not smooth at all, you dumb motherfucker. And I'm drunk, and you rolled us both off the bed. It was so fucking funny.
Oh, dude, it was so great. It was so fucking funny. I couldn't help it. I just sat there and thought about it for a minute.
Hold on, Amham says, you fucking laid there, or you laid there fucking?
We fucking laid there. and then just looked at each other like, did that just happen?
It was so funny, though, dude, because it happened so quick. It was like roll, boom, on the ground. It was amazing.
I was like, we're going up, douche. That was super cool.
I do want to say, though, last night, best sex probably in the last year. That was wicked. So thank you.
Oh, okay.
And you taught me a little something last night.
What?
When I come, I'm done.
Yeah, that's
coming from you.
Me, yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean? Tell us what that means. When I come, I'm done.
When I come, I could give a fuck less if we keep fucking.
Another gentleman-like attribute of yours? Because generally, when guys come, like, that's it. We're done, right? Unless
well, yeah,
because
then the dick starts to go soft.
Exactly.
That's
unless
not
there's,
your fault.
Unless there's something extremely hot going on. Like, you can get it up again. You got two shots,
but
right?
Usually, guys, they try to prolong it and stuff. And when the chick comes and stuff, they prolong it a little bit more. Just don't worry about it, man.
I'm done. And Z,
I don't mind like a good like 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes after I come, you know.
She says that, and I was like, dude, I was pretty much done like 5 minutes after I entered your fucking pussy. I was good. I was just trying to make it last.
Just make sure
that
I come, and as soon as I come, bust your load. We can go to sleep, and it's done.
I know that would have saved us because I was like holding it back, and I'm like, God, this is so good. And, like everything, dude. I mean. Everything, dude. And you were, after that you're like, why were you, what took so long? And I'm like, I was trying to get you to come again. And you're like, I only come once, I don't have multiple orgasms. I'm like, really? Because I could have sworn you did, but I guess not.
No, dude,
I was
don't
trying
have multiple O's.
I was damn fucking trying.
It'd be cool if I did, just ride that wave.
I could have sworn you were so close, but I guess not, huh?
Nah.
Not even close, huh?
Nah.
Shit.
You don't know me, dude.
Amateur hour over here.
You don't know me. You fucking fag.
But, yeah, it was a good night. It was a really good night. We had a good time, and that was
it. I had semen all over my boobies.
But now your boobies, so soft. Much like my penis. So
you should,
soft.
You know what would be really hot? You want to do
that?
Something for me? Turn
absolutely.
Me on. Lick the semen off my boobies.
Tonight. Done.
No. Tomorrow.
You can jerk me off and suck it a little bit, and I'll come on your boobies, and then I'll lick it off.
You got to lick all of it off to where I don't have to wipe
if
with
you,
a paper towel.
If you do that, I will do that. Deal?
No.
No, what are you doing bitching out?
Because that's gross.
I thought you just said, do you want to know what would be so
hot? I don't
want to
see you eat your own semen.
So you totally just tricked me. You're a son of a bitch.
We'll do it later.
Did you just do
that?
That'd
be funny.
Did you just want me to say that on air? That was a low trick, you son of a bitch. That was mean.
It'd still be amusing to see if you would do it.
I recycle my own semen. Do you remember that clip?
What was his name? Semen.
Who remembers his name?
Oh my god!
I recycle my own semen. What was his name? I know it, so I'm just seeing
I
if you guys know
it's
it.
It's from DV.
Chris.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Jackie's brother.
Chan. That's Chan.
That a girl. Jackie's brother.
I'm like, what?
Awesome. But yeah, we had a really good time last night. And I think the secret now is for me to have a well-stocked liquor cabinet for you.
Well, it is fun. It's
lubrication.
I mean, you can't get mad at me like you do sometimes. We only have sex when you're high or drunk.
No, I've...
Well, it's because it turns me on more, too.
When I'm high and drunk.
High or drunk.
High and or drunk and or both.
Whatever, but no, awesome. Like, Sometimes it's nice to just get fucked up and do it. You know?
It gets rid of your inhibitions, and you're willing to, let's say, hypothetically, suck my nuts while I jizz all over your tits and then rub it in to make them nice and soft.
That's creepy. Yeah.
That is creepy, but that feels so good. And then, like, tongue the ass a little bit right as I'm coming. Oh, God. I blast it across the fucking bed onto the
wall. I just licked my thumb and shoved it in your ass. That's what I did.
Yeah, I know.
There was no tongue in there, actually.
I felt your thumbnail. I was like, is that her tongue piercing? Oh, that's her thumb. Ow! Get that out of there.
Two knuckle deep. Is that you?
I'm going to use that in my next rap song. That's like going to be my new rap name. MC Two Knuckles.
You like
MC
it.
MC Two Nuck Deep.
You like it. Don't lie.
Oh, that I do.
I totally got to get the two knuckles in there.
So, yeah, okay. I did. I just wanted to reiterate, if you guys want to listen to the latest Big Mouths episode, you get a good play-by-play commentary on our argument. Brilliant. I thought it was the funniest episode yet. And you know what's awesome?
It really wasn't funny.
I thought it was amusing, though. Some of the stuff they were saying was pretty funny.
Well,
like,
no,
when Josh,
what they did on, you know, the commentary they did with us arguing,
that's what
was,
I was
cool.
That's what I was saying. It was funny.
But us, we were not funny. That was horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty horrible. Wait, so was that for real? Or was that a joke? Was that a bit? Or was it real? I don't know. But
you can choose your own fucking selves.
Hey, this
really
is
care.
A choose your own adventure podcast.
But you know what? I've decided that nothing that personal is ever to be brought up on the show again.
Real or otherwise.
Real or otherwise. That's
word.
Too much, dude.
I can respect that.
Too much. When we have little peddly bullshit arguments, that's cool.
But when it's breakup worthy?
When it's like, dude, I'm going to fucking leave you.
Right. Maybe then. Maybe
yeah.
not so
well,
much.
We'll cut it there. Or we just won't do a fucking show. I'd rather not do a show
it's
than
hard to
put
get,
one out like that.
It's hard to get back into a good mood to, like, do a show, you know?
Yeah.
We could be like, welcome to NPR's Emo Hour.
I know.
Right? With your host, My Balls.
Watch me slit my wrists.
But I thought it was funny that we come up with so much good content. We have it on multiple shows. Like, hey, you're welcome, Josh. That's how much awesome shit we bring to the table. Other podcasts use our shit because it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
How many shows do you want me to write? I'll do them all.
And I've
every
gotta
podcast
say,
ever.
Joe
I'll do it.
Was very insightful.
Well, you have to understand, too, Joe's a little older, and Joe's been married, I think, a couple times, so he's been through the ropes, you know? So he knows what he's talking about. But
he definitely
he's
broke
got a
that
good heart.
Down very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he was coming from a good place for sure. Like, he sounded like he was genuinely, like, trying to help and stuff. So.
Everything that they said was
right,
good.
But
like, it was
stuff I already know.
Well, then how come sometimes you don't do
well,
it?
Well, because I'm used to, I guess, like, in a lot of previous relationships that have been, like, longer than a year, you eventually get to the point where you don't have to do that stuff. You're just like, do you want to fuck? Yeah, cool, let's do it. And so because that,
gotta, I
did I that so
like
many.
I don't like that because I like to be warm.
Well,
up,
right,
in the
and
mood.
You're different because some of the chicks I was with, like, we would just be like, you want to fuck? Yeah, let's fuck. Or I'd get out of the shower and just pull out my dick and she'd start sucking it. Like, it was that kind of thing. So I kind of have that conditioning from those previous relationships. And, you know, we're past that year mark. So I figured, you know, if you want to fuck, let's fuck. If not, you know, I'm going
to
jerk off.
Well, you need
to
work on that a little bit. That would definitely help.
I know that now. And, you know, you need to be approached a different way than just, here's the dick, let's do this.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And we'll definitely work on it and have the liquor cabinet stocked.
I was at Anna's today eating lunch. And I was talking to David. Okay. Good
word.
Friend of ours.
Yeah. If you guys were at thejamhole.com/250, our 250th episode live audience show that you can download for $5 at thejamhole.com/250.
That's where we had it.
It was his restaurant. That's
right.
Where we partied at.
Well, we got to talking about you and your past relationships because you lived next door to them when you were dating
yes.
Holly.
And I'll tell you something. Those motherfuckers, his mom had a rooster. And I fucking hated that cock so bad because every morning, 6 o'clock, dude, shut the fuck up! Oh, dude, I hated it so fucking bad, dude. Every morning with all. And I didn't have, like, a day job. I was working at Anna's with them at 5 till 10 at night. So I'm sleeping in, dude. Fuck you! Oh, I hated it, dude. It was so horrible.
So, yeah, you know, David's like... I was like, what's that? What was that like living next door to him and Holly when they were dating? And he's like, dude, it was fucking horrible. And
really?
I'm like,
I never heard this. This is news to me.
I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I was like, do they just fight a lot? He's like, dude, they fought about every fucking thing. He's like, now you got to know that neither of them were in a good place at that point
in
time.
Yeah, there was a lot of drugs involved.
And
in
I was like, okay, I understand that. And but you know what? I'm a very happy high person. When I do a lot of drugs, I'm just very happy, whatever.
It wasn't that. It was the coming off of the drugs. When you would run out, everything was miserable.
Yeah, I just get secluded. I'm like, just leave me alone, dude. I'm
but
cool.
When there's two of us trying to live that way, that is a not...
I'm just going
to
go away for a few days, okay?
Yeah,
I'm going to do this.
I'm going to go die for a few days. Right? I'll maybe be back when I get more dope. Okay,
but
cool.
He was like... They would argue about the littlest fucking things, and I could just hear her yelling, hear him yelling, all this stuff, and she runs out of the house. And
well,
like,
do you guys remember a while ago I told you that story about me and her?
Well,
about when she... Okay, go ahead.
He said...
That she knocked me the fuck out one night with the door?
No, not that. No. He said that he came around the corner, and he heard a bunch of fucking thuds, and he saw Holly... At the bottom of some stairs.
Oh,
and he's like, you pushed her down the stairs. And you're like, no, it's not what it looks like.
Yeah, she had sprained her ankle, or she fucked up her ankle and had a cast on it.
I'm like,
and she fell down the stairs, but when he came there, it looked like I had maybe...
You're like at the top, like, nah!
Like by the power of Grayskull! It was pretty funny, though.
But, yeah,
in
I
hindsight,
was like, holy shit.
In hindsight, that at the time, there was nothing funny about that relationship.
That sounds hilarious.
That's why I have a broken chem book.
So David said, though, he's like, out of all of your relationships that you have had,
you're the most awesome.
No, he's like...
No?
Well, okay. Yes, but he said that we've been together, actually together, more than you've been with any of your other girlfriends.
Since I lived over at that place.
Well, no, like between like Holly and Layla and
right,
whoever.
But no, because me and Layla dated for a long ass time before I met any of those guys. And
well,
before
since they
that,
knew you.
It was like high school... Year relationship, 2 year relationship, 3 year relationship, 1 year relationship, and then, you know, a few things here and there. Because
he was like, dude, he broke up with his girlfriends like every other fucking week.
Yeah, me and Holly had a lot of problems, and that was a lot of drug related shit.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, you can't have a relationship like that. That was ridiculous.
And then you know what ended up happening? We would always get the sleazy room at the Blue and White.
That's so gross.
Yeah, dude. It was so great. And that's when we told that story on the show a long ass time ago about the guy that walked into our room and just started taking a piss out our front door. He walked in between because there's room here,
and
he's in this.
In
he walked into our room, out our front door, and is standing there taking a piss while me and her are like half asleep. I just like laid there and watched him, and he like stumbled back into there. It was so weird. It was so
that's
funny,
funny
though.
Shit. No, but like. He said, though, he's like, you guys actually make it work. He's like, you guys actually complement each other and work well together. And he's like,
I think so.
Since he's known you, like, this is the longest and the best relationship
and
you've ever had.
Keep in mind, I haven't known those guys for that long. Like, out of the time I've lived here, I've not known them longer than I've known them. Like, I've only known them since I started working with them back in the gas station. So.
I've only known them since I had a gambling addiction
right.
And an alcoholic problem.
So, a friend of yours had a baby. Do you want to give a shout-out to the newborn baby?
What was that, yesterday?
When we were at the show, we went and...
Yeah, we did the show in Whitefish, and she happened... I was like... My friend's having a fucking baby in the Whitefish Hospital. Do we have time? And he's like, yeah. And we ran over there, and I got to see her And she was in labor for 12 hours at that point.
Nah, nah,
and it was
nah,
like 10 o'clock.
Nah, 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 fucking nah, nah,
she didn't
nah.
have the baby until 6:45 a.m.
Fuck
this morning.
That.
That's, and they didn't do a C-section. I was.
Hey.
She's so lucky they didn't do a C-section,
hey,
dude.
How's your vagina feel?
She said it was, at, you know, oh, it went well for a vaginal birth. Is what it was.
That's the. That's what I want to hear.
Well,
it
normally,
went well for a vaginal
for how
birth,
small she a, is.
Yeah, that's true.
She's lucky she didn't rip her shit to fucking shreds. Okay.
Yeah. She's she, lucky it wasn't an anal birth. That could have been ugly.
Could have been real shitty. But
that's why I love you. That right there.
Nice food, baby.
Thank
anyway,
you.
stop it.
I love you.
Anyway, so they she was in labor for fucking ever and she
yeah,
finally had
fuck that.
She had her daughter at 6:45 a.m. this morning.
Manual labor or sorry, go ahead. That was horrible.
Yes, it was very horrible. You know, no ding there.
I know better than that.
Yes, you do.
Tis, tis.
But, dude, they had to fucking give her the damn, what the fuck you call it?
Epidural.
Had to give it to her twice.
And that is to numb.
It's to numb you from,
it's
like, your waist down type
of It's a painkiller, right? Oh, it's, okay.
Yeah, it's an actual numbing thing and
anesthetic.
It's a painkiller. Yeah.
Right, right.
It's, yeah, it's a local anesthetic. You
gotcha.
Put it in a nerve and that nerve numbs every, whatever. So they do that and her shit goes numb from her, like, the middle of her stomach to her knee.
Charlie Clown says, vagina cane. It's like lidocaine for your vagina.
But anyway, she only goes numb from, like, the middle of her stomach down to her knee on her right side, and that's it.
That was for Charlie.
That's great. And yeah, so it only goes numb in the middle
now,
on the right side.
Is that a problem with her nerve network?
No.
Or is that a problem with the epidural
the
itself?
The placement of the epidural.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
So they, you know, she didn't go, she's, like, hitting this leg. She's like, okay, this one's numb, but I can feel this one. Okay,
right.
This one's still fucking there. And so they had to take it out of her fucking spinal cord and put it back in another place to make the rest of it actually go numb. And it worked the second time, thankfully.
Fun. And who did you see when you were in there? Friend of your... oh, excuse my disgusting
I don't
face.
Really want to
okay.
discuss that.
Cool.
Well, it doesn't really matter. As long as I don't want to...
That's fine. Moving on.
Okay. A soft person. Anyway, but...
That's not moving on, honey.
Well, there's other... Whatever.
Moving on.
But, I don't know. She was in labor for fucking ever. She's really lucky they didn't have to do a C-section on her, because that would... I mean, my mom was in labor with me for 19 hours before they decided to give her a C-section. And back then, that was some fucked up shit because they had to cut you like 2 foot across your gut and then pull the baby out and then staple your ass shut. My mom
yeah.
was in the hospital for
and
a week.
And back then, it wasn't pretty. It was probably
yeah.
literally a Stanley staple gun fucking
yeah, and now a
now
C-section,
they do it really
it's,
good.
A, it's like a 4-inch fucking opening.
Right, right.
It's
with
tiny.
Very minimal scarring.
Yeah,
and all that.
And it looks like my fucking laparoscopic scar. All
right, so that's going to do it for the baby cast.
So
I just
congratulations,
wanted to mention,
Brandy. My
right.
friend Brandy, thank you. Know, congratulations. You didn't die. Your vagina didn't rip open.
And now you have a child. Enjoy
Yay.
That.
I know.
So, you know how a while ago we were talking about the Marion School District? Do you remember them?
No.
They were the weirdos that gave all their students laptops and then proceeded to spy
on them. Okay.
Now, you know how they were denying it and saying that, oh, it was just a couple isolated incidents?
Uh-huh.
I was listening to Security Now, awesome podcast with Mr. Steve Gibson. You know how many pictures they had?
How many?
58.
Yeah.
1,000
oh
pictures.
Wow.
Maybe a few more than just a minor isolated incident, I would say.
Yeah, a little bit.
He had a quote from one of the guys that worked at the school, and I forget the exact quote, but paraphrasing, he said, it's so addictive, it's hard to turn it off.
It's like, a voyeur
you're just,
thing.
It is. It's a, thank you, is a complete voyeuristic move.
Yeah.
It's a creep move because they're kids. for one. For two, you're an authoritative figure for those kids. Yeah. And you're fucking skeezing on their fucking bedrooms like that? That's fucked up,
that's
dude.
That's creepy.
But yeah, I just wanted to mention that it came out 58,000 pictures.
That's
what
ridiculous.
Are you doing, dude?
Jerking off.
Which you can find them all up on 4chan.
Probably. Right next to my picture and my phone number.
We forgot to mention on the Wednesday show, we watched the movie Kick Ass.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
It was good.
Was it kick
played
ass?
Played a little too hard, I think.
A little long?
No, they tried a little too hard, I think.
With
the action scenes and stuff.
No, but that was the whole point. That it was supposed to be, like, in your face and, like, brutal and bloody and
yeah,
gory.
But when it's, like, this little kid.
I liked that.
I thought it was
he, like,
cool,
shoots
too.
Her. I thought that was a trip.
Well, yeah, that was awesome. But, I mean, there were some things that just weren't believable at all. You know, like, there were a couple things that I was just like, no fucking way in hell, dude. That's bullshit.
You saying you couldn't suspend your belief?
It needs to be believed. It needs to be grasped. I need to be able to grasp that
because
thought.
It wasn't a true superhero movie. Like, if you had maybe a dude or two, excuse me, flying, then that brings the whole level of belief
right.
to a certain level. But because you're coming at it from a realistic point of view, this is what would happen if
She's
real
like a
people...
homeschooled ninja is what she was.
Exactly. So yeah, I agree with you there. If you're trying to go for the real effect, for real, this 8-year-old isn't that kick-ass. Like, let's be honest. But
yeah, it was really enjoyable. Cool.
It was very enjoyable.
I don't doubt that if an 8-year-old was trained by that kind of a person for that long, that yeah, she could probably kick some serious ass. But
yeah,
I don't
of
know
course.
About some of the moves that were going on. I was
well,
like,
and
eh.
It's all exaggerated, of course. But just thinking, like, how big she was and then the damage she was doing, you know, like, yeah,
yeah.
That a little not very believable. But awesome movie, I thought.
It was pretty cool.
Pretty fucking fun.
Pretty cool.
So... Nicole emailed us this story. I thought this was pretty fucking interesting. Mexico City here is talking about the drug war. You know, we fight many wars here in the United States. A war over there in the Middle East, trying to colonize New Middle America, as I like to call it.
Uh-huh.
We have the war on drugs.
Do we have a war on pregnancy yet?
No, we have a war on abortion.
We need a war at least on teen pregnancy.
We have TWAT, the war on terror, and yeah, so we're going
to
focus...
The war on teen pregnancy needs to start now.
TWAT with two T's. That's awesome.
Whoa.
That's funny because that's where the baby comes from. Thank you. That is like so fucking layered. Blows my mind. That's why I write raps. So the war on drugs is... a completely frivolous, ridiculous, unnecessary waste. And
yeah.
We all know that. Well, finally, some other people are starting to realize that. After 40 years, the United States' war on drugs has cost... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
$1 billion?
Trillion.
And hundreds of thousands of lives. $1 trillion. Can you fathom what $1 trillion is?
Yes.
$1 trillion in one word, bliss.
Pretty much. That would be me locking myself in a giant room full of all my money and swimming in it.
Overdose.
Like, what's that dude? Yeah, like that. What's that dude?
Like
fucking...
Scrooge McDuck,
yeah,
counting
dude,
his
just
money.
Like swimming
they're
in
all
it.
In there like counting your 8 balls and shit. That would be so awesome.
It'd be like Dr. Rock's music video. I would live in that.
Could I be Launchpad McQuack? Oh man, that would rock.
Oh my
the
God.
Cat box.
See,
so
I would
hard.
Be Darkwing Duck because I was
okay,
DW and yeah, it was great. I used
so,
to make fun of a lot. For
$1 trillion, hundreds of thousands of lives, and for what? Drug use is rampant and violence even more brutal and widespread. What?
Amham says, I want a war on war. In short, wow.
Wow. Let's do that, dude. Fight the war on war. We should totally make those shirts. Trademark. Thank you.
Thank
him.
You, and done.
Awesome.
Sucks to be you. No,
drug use is rampant, and yes, of course, violence even more brutal and widespread. Even U.S. drug czar Gil Kerlikobrathka concedes the strategy has not worked. our own, you're the king of this drug war. You're the general. And you're saying it doesn't work. I mean, it pays our bills, of course, but, you know, we're not really getting anything done. We're taking drugs off the streets, and then we're turning around and putting them back on the streets. That's what the war on drugs does. And that costs $1 trillion fucking dollars and hundreds of thousands of lives. Congratulations.
Charlie Clown says we just need to print more money.
That's it. We just need to grow more.
It doesn't have any value anymore anyway.
We need to take half of the United States' wheat fields, that soy bullshit that they're growing that's killing the land, and we need to plant poppies. Opium motherfucking poppies. And then we need to print more money. We need to take that money. We need to roll it up into a little straw. We need to take those poppies, and we need to turn that into a snortable opiate of some sort.
Oh my God.
Take the money, take the drugs, and get fucked up. Because you know what? We fucked everything up on this planet so hard, it doesn't even matter. Just get high
so hard
and wait to die. Have you seen the oil spill? Enjoy that, Gulf. Fuck. Those pictures
are
nuts.
If that ruins fishing
it's
down
ruined,
there,
dude. It's done. They've tried to stop it. They're not going to. What can you do, dude?
Well, it's 300 miles away from where I like to fish down there. So hopefully it stays over there.
Yeah. I think they're past the point of this is going to be easily controlled.
They need to start really big fisheries, like, now.
They need to do something.
Well, they need to start big-ass fisheries so that way when it's done, they can fucking replenish
refill
the shit.
Yeah.
That way snook and all that shit and tarpon isn't an endangered species.
So the drug czar, he says, quote, in the grand scheme, it has not been successful. 40 years later, the concern about drugs and drug problems is, if anything, magnified, intensified. And any other ified words.
Right.
This week.
Rectified.
Rectified. This week, Obama promised to, quote, reduce drug use and the great damage it causes with a new national policy that he said treats drug use more as a public health issue and focuses on prevention and treatment. You mean it's 2010 and you're finally doing what we've said you should probably do, like back in the early 90s?
Probably.
This isn't a criminal thing. This is a health thing. Well, I'm glad it took a black guy to get it. And right on for that, at least you'll Woo. Be, if you do it right, you know, you'll have something good to come from your administration. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but we have these people up here called teabaggers, tea party, what do? They're all over the place, so good luck getting
cleaning
their votes.
That up.
Good luck getting their votes next year. Yeah, the teabaggers and the oil spill, good luck cleaning that up. Nevertheless, his administration has increased spending on interdiction, I don't know, and law enforcement to record levels, both in dollars and in percentage terms. This year, they account for $10 billion of his $15.5 billion drug control budget. I could control the drug problem with, like, $1 million. Why are you talking $15.5 billion? Do we even have money? Like, does that even mean anything to anybody at all?
No.
It's just a number
on
a computer.
I have a bunch of paper.
Right. It's a number on a computer somewhere. It means nothing. It means if you try to say our money ain't worth shit, we'll nuke you. That's what that means.
Pretty much.
Do that. Nuke the oil spill.
Please.
And let's just totally fix it. Nuke the oil spill.
Well, then Florida's gone. Don't do that.
Quote, nothing happens overnight, he said, or, you know, over decades or centuries or whatever. We've never worked the drug problem holistically. We'll arrest the drug dealer, but we leave the addiction.
What?
His predecessor, John P. Walters, takes issue with that. Walter insists society would be far worse today if there had been no war on drugs. God, if somebody please invent a time machine so I could kick him into it and send him back and show him. Because that is complete bullshit. Drug abuse peaked nationally in 79 and, despite fluctuations, remains below those levels, he says. Judging the drug war is complicated. Right. Records indicate marijuana and prescription drug use are climbing. Oh, I wonder why. marijuana and prescription drug abuse. Why would those two things possibly be climbing?
You
unfucking really? Maybe because all of your doctors are trained to prescribe those drugs that then in turn get abused on the streets? And weed, everyone smokes weed. You're just now figuring it out. Unbelievable.
Well, most people.
While cocaine use, way down.
What?
Seizures are up, but so is availability. Quote, to say that all the things that have been done in the war on drugs haven't made any difference is ridiculous. No, sir, you are ridiculous.
Absolutely.
He says, quote, it destroys everything we've done. You haven't? What have you done? Show me one thing that you've done. The DARE program? Uh-uh. Whee. MAD? Uh-uh. Show me one thing that you've done. That's right, you can't, can you? It's because you're a newspaper article on a fucking website. But still, you've done nothing. You've done more damage. Fuck. It's saying all these people's work is misguided. Yeah, that's pretty much what we're saying. In 1970, hippies were smoking pot and dropping acid.
Yeah.
You know what we were doing in the 80s? Smoking pot and dropping acid.
I was being born.
You know what we did in the 90s? We smoked pot and we dropped acid.
I did some coke.
You know what we did in the aughts?
I did some coke.
We smoked pot and we did acid.
I did a lot of coke.
Thank you. Soldiers were coming home from NAM, hooked on heroin. Embattled President Richard M. Nixon seized on a new war he thought he could win. Quote, this nation faces a major crisis in terms of the increasing use of drugs, particularly among our young people. Nixon said,
young people like to have fun.
It's because you fucked everything up so bad. All we can do to keep from killing ourselves is drugs. I said it. There. You're welcome.
Heavily medicated for your protection.
For your enjoyment. For your satisfaction. As well as ours.
There are some people that if you take their drugs away from them, you will get killed.
All right. I'll put a link to this in the show notes because there's a lot of cool information. But there's a few interesting numbers here. So using the Freedom of Information Act requests, archival records, federal budgets, and dozens of interviews with leaders and analysts, the AP tracked where this money went. Okay. The first budget for the war on drugs was $100 million. Cool. Now it's $15.1 billion. 31 times what Nixon's amount, even when adjusted for inflation. Now, why is that? You started a war on drugs for $100 million, and now you're going into it 30 years later for $15.1 billion?
Yeah.
It's working. Trust me, guys, it's working. So, $20 billion to fight the drug gangs in their home countries. In Colombia, for example, the U.S. spent more than $6 billion, while coca cultivation increased and trafficking moved to Mexico and the violence along with it. You wasted $6 billion getting cocaine and then reselling it, pretty much.
Cool.
I guess they probably made that money back, but it just didn't go, you know, back into the budget. It went into their pockets, so...
Pretty much.
$33
billion. It went into my nose.
Do you remember the Just Say No commercials?
Yeah.
Just Say No. $33 billion for that.
Gay.
Yeah, totally gay, dude. Totally gay.
This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
Right? Cool, guys.
I like eggs. It's all right.
Word.
It's cool.
$49 billion for law enforcement along America's borders to cut off the flow of illegal drugs. How'd that work out, guys? How did that $49
you know
billion
what?
Dollars work
I would
out?
Actually like to be the chick in the commercial where she smashes up her entire
yeah.
kitchen.
Yeah, dude, that was a pretty
was
wicked.
That was cool. I dug that. I did
I'll
lines
tell you,
to that commercial.
That chick had some, like, real genuine rage in her eyes.
I know,
for real.
Dude. I was, oh, man. I did drugs to that commercial.
Amazing.
That is so cool, man. If I could just wreck my whole kitchen right now, I am so high I can't peel myself off this couch.
It doesn't even matter.
That is so cool.
Just say no. Get off the couch. No.
No.
No. Go to school.
Stop
no.
Stop doing drugs.
No. Go take out the trash. No. Go back to school. No. No. Nah. High school students report the same rates of illegal drug use they did back in the 70s, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says drug overdoses have risen steadily since the early 70s, more than 20,000 last year. We had $121 billion to arrest more than 37 million non-drug offenders, non-violent drug offenders, excuse me, about 10 million of them for weed. So if you made, that's like 10 million people just in jail for the fuck of it, right?
Yeah,
just say
much.
No.
I'm going to laugh once they actually do completely legalize it, and then they have to let all these fuckers out of fucking prison.
And then all those fuckers try to sue the fuck out of them.
Oh, yeah,
but
dude.
Seriously, I wonder if
the states will, like, reimburse the people that have actually wasted a good chunk of their lives.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
5 or 6 years in
prison. I would
try. For trafficking marijuana.
But
you know?
I don't think you can do that because it was illegal when they got caught, even though you could look at it on the grounds of, you know, what did you base your decision to make it illegal in the first place? And if that is found to be complete bullshit, then maybe you have something. But these guys are talking like $49 billion, $121 billion, $450 billion. Like, while we're just burning that money, can you just send a million of it over here to
right,
us, thejamhole.com/donate? Like, you would even notice, right? If you had bills, like even $100 bills of that much money, you would not notice a million of it unless you were Scrooge McDuck. You wouldn't. I want that. I could do so, I would do so much more good than what you guys did with a fucking sliver of the money that you guys used. Oh my god. This year, 25 million Americans will snort, swallow, inject, and smoke illicit drugs, about 10 million more than in the 70s. Most of those drugs come from Mexico. Olé, brother.
It's because they know how to make good shit.
They do. So, I don't know, man. Not going well.
Anyway.
Moving on. This is pretty sweet. A leader of a notorious criminal gang, okay? We've seen gang documentaries. I want you all to picture this large, hard, thugged out fucking black dude just sup. Sup.
You know that rats on cocaine YouTube
sup.
Shit?
Sup.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm a gang leader. Sup. What you need? What you want?
Can you stop that now?
You looking for a pimp, honey?
You know what I'm talking about? Rats on cocaine.
Yes.
YouTube shit.
What? Yes.
They make fun of big, you know, black
yes, I
pimp
know.
Dudes in it.
Yes.
Have you seen that episode?
Yes.
It's a guinea pig.
I've seen them all.
And he's like a rapper guinea pig, dude. He's like, guinea piggy piggy, can't you see? It's so funny, dude. And like the chick rat, she's like looking for a way to get rid of him because they have to suck his dick to get coke.
Of course.
That's the spick or whatever. And the whole time she's trying to find out a way to get rid of him. And she finally like just pops open this book and it says how to get rid of big fat black dudes or like pimps or whatever. And like in the book, there's a handgun. She's like, oh, okay. And just pulls it out and blows his brains out.
Well, that's kind of what happened here. So
it's
we
great.
Have just a big thug gang leader, right? Maybe not very smart in the brain, but just like tough as fuck, right?
Yeah.
He told onlookers that his Glock pistol wasn't loaded, put it to his head, pulled the trigger, and
killed himself.
Absolutely killed himself. Hey, this isn't loaded. Boom! Oh, didn't see that coming. You get to heaven and like Peter is at the gates of heaven and, like the old
check the fucking shit, man.
The old I swear I didn't think it was loaded gag, huh? Going to hell. Philip Kalapi, 29, fatally shot himself in front of a number of teenagers, including a youth who was on a temporary release from a juvenile detention center. The hearing at Limerick Coroner's Court was also told that moments before Kalapi pointed the gun at his head, the well-known criminal said, quote, "There's nothing in it. Watch. Hey, watch this. Check this out. Watch. There's nothing in it. No, watch.
Maybe
watch
he
this.
Planned that.
Watch
Maybe he
this.
Was going to kill himself anyway.
There's nothing in it. Watch. Boom!
Well, you don't know. Maybe he was planning on killing himself anyway, and he was like, dude, there's nothing in it. Watch. I just went out like an awesome idiot.
No. Because a thug would take a bunch of motherfuckers of the opposite gang out with him if he was going to do that. A thug will suicide bomb some shit. Let me tell you, from personal experience of my days in the thug life. Have you seen my thug life tattoo?
No.
I got a thug life tattoo.
Green lizard on your arm?
No. That's a different life, but thank you.
Okay. Is it that gay-ass tribal on your other arm?
No. It is also
Is it that nerdy-ass computer shit on your right arm?
It's in there somewhere. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Is it that weird cross thing on the leg?
It's an ESP sign. And I swear to God, if you ever call it a weird cross thing again, I will choke you to death with my cock.
It looks like a compass thing.
Yeah, I know. That's the point. Seconds later, a bullet passed through his head and lodged itself in the ceiling. So, you're a fucking idiot. I'm glad that happened. Moving on.
Hey, we have food.
Okay.
I'm totally hungry now.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, email us info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can leave us messages when the show is not live, 406-204-4687.
If you care at all.
Yeah, well, I don't care, but yeah, you can
cares.
If you want. Some people do.
I hate you all.
It's actually nice when they don't, because then I don't have to play them. But
no, because then you forget to play them half
you know,
the time.
If you wanted to, you could.
And you know what? If you get the fucking voicemail and you don't want to leave a message, hang
up.
Don't
fuck yourself.
Don't hang up after it beeps. Okay?
For like 11 minutes and 38 seconds.
You just hold your phone and stare at it like, should I leave a message? Let me think of what to say. I'm just going to hold this right here and you can listen to me breathe.
Should I leave a message?
Yeah, no. Fuck you! Okay? Don't do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, we, thejamhole.com/Twitter and YouTube and MySpace and Facebook and all that shit. You can stalk us all over the fucking internet and find out what the fuck we're doing. Thejamhole.com/YouTube. Got some videos, some live hip hop there. And of course, Thursdays at, the Jacks in Big Fork if you're local. Gonna do a little fishing this weekend if you're local.
I'm gonna do a little fishing this weekend.
I'm gonna do some rapping.
You're gonna
this weekend.
Do a little watching me fishing.
I'm gonna
this
do
weekend.
A little rapping this weekend.
And send postcards.
Yeah, thejamhole.com/POBOX. Send me your GameCubes, your old Genesises, your NESs, as long as they come with Robbie the Robot. Your Nintendo DSs. Send us stuff.
Whatever.
All right. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Holla.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.com.